Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you to the Andrew Shachtin Blog Talk Radio Show on most days of the week, Monday through Friday. Today it's at 9:30, usually it's 6:30, and 11 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday. And this show is a politically incorrect show. It is not a show of media allied with ideological issues or the media or with political rhetoric. I'm a writer, and I've written 10 books, and I have 3 more coming out. And I also am a host of 2 radio shows. These shows have a Christian orientation, but I welcome all points of view and ideas and thoughts. Everybody's welcome. And I have written, I've also written over 700 essays, and these essays also are available for download at academia.edu, and many people from many countries do download these essays. Now, I'd like to talk to you about the topics of this show are theological, biblical, and also political, politics, and current events, and literary work of the great writers of the English literature and American literature. Tonight I'm going to talk about something that the church doesn't really talk a lot about. It's one of the things that the church has chosen to be quiet about. And this is the issue of the so-called second coming of Jesus Christ, which is in fact part of the Christian dogmatic belief system. And the early Christians imminently expected Christ to return and establish his kingdom. And our Lord said he would return, however, later soon. The doctrine is distinctly and specifically stated in the Apostles' Creed and is an integral part of our faith, along with Jesus offering us eternal life. That's another thing that the church does not emphasize, that Jesus, in his sacrifice on the cross and rising from the dead, offers us eternal life in heaven. The church doesn't want to talk about these things, and our society doesn't want to hear them. But they are the Christian faith, and that's it. Conservative Christians emphasize the doctrine of the second coming, saying the end of the world is coming soon, along with the return of Christ. And some in the past have sought to fix up the date of his return and have been somewhat disappointed. So what are we going to say about this? We do not know when it will occur, but we are told that we must be ready. Our Lord says he will come as a thief in the night, and when he comes, he will come to us unawares, all of a sudden, perhaps as we are about to marry, write some great novel, take some luxurious vacation, or get that wonderful raise or promotion. When Jesus returns, all this will end and shrink to insignificance. So we know that he says he will return, but we do not know when it will occur, and are told that we must be ready. And our Lord says he will come as a thief in the night. And when he comes, he will come to us unawares, perhaps as we are about to marry, write that great novel, take that vacation, get that raise or promotion, all will come to an end. You might say that we're the actors in the play. We don't know the drama or script or its beginning, end, or outcome. Only the author knows, Jesus, God Almighty knows. We're actors in the play. We don't know the drama of the script, its beginning or end or outcome. Only the author knows. Only the eternal God and the company of heaven know the story, our role, and the meaning of everything. And we are told that Jesus will return, and he will return to judge mankind and the entire world and all generations, past, present, and future. And only the God and the company of heaven know the full story that will be unfolded when he returns. Christ will return not as he came the first time in humility and poverty, which was his life, his 3-year ministry in humility and poverty, but he will come as a ruler of the world. He will not come as a humble carpenter, but as an awesome ruler to whom all humanity, we were told, will be brought to their knees, which include the wealthy and the powerful. Their submission will not be forced as the world will. we will not be forced, as the world rules, by force and wealth, but people will come to know Christ by reason of their self-knowledge made known to them. Whatever we are, when Jesus returns and judges us, he will make known to us the power and rule of his love, and each of us will be completely and finally know and be known. We will be revealed. We will be revealed for who we are. There will be no escaped. Whoever and whatever we are will be revealed to us and to everyone around us, and neither our wealth or our worldly position in society, our race, our sex, our clothes, our cars, intelligence, or education will hide who we are. There will be no hypocrisy and no dissimulation. Only the truth about each of us will be known, whether our pride, our false humility, our faking, and our lies will not work for us. So, what are we going to say here? When Jesus returns, he will come not in humility and poverty, but as a ruler of the world and universe. He will not come as a humble carpenter, but as an awesome ruler to whom all humanity will submit and be brought to their knees. And their submission will not be forced, as the world rules by force and wealth, but by the realization of their self-knowledge, known by the power and rule of his love. Each of us will come finally be known and be known. There will be no escape when Jesus returns and makes judgment on mankind. Whoever and whatever we are will be revealed to us and everyone around us, and neither our wealth, our position in society, our race, our sex, our clothes, our car, intelligence, or education will hide who we are. There will be no hypocrisy and no dissimulation. The truth about each of us will be known, and our pride and our false humility and our faking and our lies about ourselves will not work for us. So finally, the return of Christ will be a final event. It will be the end of everything and a new beginning. All we said or planned will be replaced, if not destroyed. So the return of Christ will be the final event in cosmic history. It will be the end of everything and a new beginning. As much as death is final, so the return of Christ, the second coming, will be a final event. The curtain will be rung down, the play ended, and everything about all of us will be revealed and made known. The finality of death will end its rule to be taken over by the eternal life and rule of the Savior and Redeemer. That will end the corruption and inequality, baseness, pain, and suffering of the world. The return of Christ will be a final event. The curtain will be rung down, the play ended, and everything about us and all of us will be revealed and made known. There will be no escape, and the finality of death will end its rule to be taken over by the eternal rule of the Savior, Redeemer, and Judge of all mankind. That will end the corruption, inequality, baseness, pain, and suffering of a world dominated by malice, hell, hatred, and evil. That is really the reality. The second coming of Christ is Christ coming to judge the world and making a final judgment and establishing a new heaven and a new earth. We don't know when it'll happen. We're told to be ready. He says it'll come like a thief in the night. We don't know how we're just actors in the play. He knows the drama. He knows the script. He knows when he comes what will be the end result. He will come and he will bring everyone to their knees. That's as much as I want to say about the second coming of Christ. Maybe tomorrow I'll speak about his offer of eternal life, which is something the church and the society prefers not to discuss. However, I intend to discuss it because these are integral aspects of the Christian faith. They're very basic, very important, and those who do not know our faith are fated to lose out in thinking and in knowledge and in their lives. Not knowing about eternal life that Jesus offers, not knowing about his return, is to be in a state of ignorance and darkness. I prefer not to live in darkness, but I prefer to live in light, the light of knowledge, the light of thought, the light of the great books, in the light of the great thinkers, and most of all in the light of the biblical revelation about Jesus and his love and salvation he offers to all humanity. I prefer to live in the light and not in the darkness. Thank you for listening, and I hope that you'll find in my book, Essays in the Christian Worldview, a chapter entitled The Second Coming of Jesus Christ, which hopefully will elucidate what I said tonight. Thank you very much. Sort of. Very ignorant. And maybe we're at the mid. There's a mid people. Do to these people. I'd be stupid enough. Those ignorant people, they're ignorant, dumb. Ignorant. I don't know. It's not a don't think so. It's a backward. Is there anything? What if I'm them up. Any batteries? Here. So read them. Thank you.